Joining me in studio right now is Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. Paul, it's always really good to have you in here.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
And I'm so excited that we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, Christmas. You can see my decor. It's coming together.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, what is it that really makes it feel like Christmas for you?
Oh, gosh. It's not just one thing. It's a sort of culmination of things, right? So I love the anticipation more than anything. So, you know, family, getting everybody together, you know, just catching up and just getting that time. You know, I have two kids out in the UK that are both at, well, just one just graduated from med school and is doing her residency. One's just started college out there. Another kid over here at college. And so all three of my kids are spread out. And I'm just so excited to get them to come back in and just be here and be a family, you know, for Christmas. I'm excited for that.
So they're all going to be coming in. I bet the anticipation is really.
Yeah, I love that. And I just love the time that we have to just catch up. And I just like love seeing my kids evolve and they're sort of they're forming their opinions and thoughts on things. And especially at this age where my youngest is 18 and my eldest is 22. So,
yes.
So they're all sort of started to develop their own opinions and things and so sort of, you know, how the world is and, you know, they're learning and growing. And so I'm always excited to get them around a table and see where we're at.
Yeah. Know? Have a little table talk, break some bread. Yeah. I bet the conversations are really interesting.
They are always fun. Yeah. Because I've got one that's a medical student, one that's a historian and one that's an economist. And they all have various different points of view, various sort of, you know, backgrounds in terms of where their passions and interests are, and then obviously their personalities, you know, and it's always great to just like see that shine and come through and sort of, you know, have a moment to kind of take stock of life, you know, and it's just, that's what Christmas is all about for me. It's just getting together and, you know, being a family and hanging out.
It is that quality time, and you're so right. I was thinking about that. When our kids are young babies, we look at them and you kind of think, I wonder what you'll do in the future. Mm-hmm. And so it really is exciting when you get to start to see who they're becoming. Mm-hmm. I love that as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's great.
So what about traditions? Mm-hmm. Anything that your family counts on doing year after year?
So we do the, you know, Christmas Eve, everybody gets a new set of PJs, you know.
That's at our house too.
Yeah, and we do that, and that's always really great fun. And we'll read, you know, the night before Christmas and all of that kind of stuff. And we'll obviously we'll probably have binged several Christmas movies prior to the day itself. And then Christmas Day, I'm usually one of the first ones up. I'm actually too excited to sleep, actually. I just love getting everybody up early in the morning. And years ago when my kids were little, the tradition was that I would have to get up first and check that Santa had arrived and that gifts had been left so that, you know, we had a bit of a plan to make sure the kids didn't get up crazy early. So, yeah.
That was my parents' plan, too. Mom and Dad have to check it out, and you don't want to be peeking and catch Santa in the act, or he'll put everything back in the bag and take it away.
Yeah.
And we really bought into that.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
it was a good plan. Uh-huh. My parents didn't have us getting up in the middle of the night, sneaking around.
Yeah.
What about your grown-up Christmas list? That's one of my favorite songs. I love that. It gets us thinking about those things that are maybe not things you can buy in the store.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are like those are things actually of real value, you know? So, and I've been kind of contemplating and reflecting on that in sort of, I'm in my 40s now. So you get to a point where, you know, you've seen your kids grow, do their things, become independent. You kind of realize, actually, you know what? I'm going to be a parent of an adult child longer than I would have had them as just babes, you know? And so I'm starting to kind of reflect on those things, you know, what's really important? What makes someone actually truly, you know, rich and abundant in life? And really it is surrounding yourself with people that you just love and adore, you know? And you can't put a price on that.
You can't. There's no price tag. Mm-hmm. And you're so on point with that. I think as your kids grow up, I tell people all the time, I feel like I've kind of shifted into that life coach role. Mm-hmm. Because don't you think that your kids need you just as much now as they did when they were little? It's just in a different way.
Yeah.
They're independent, so they don't need you to do all the things.
Right.
But as far as that guidance, like you were saying, mm-hmm. yeah, you play an important role. Mm-hmm. It's not telling them what to do, yeah. but it is sort of that advice,
yes.
guiding them.
Yeah, absolutely. And still to this day, you know, like, and I still love to get counsel from, you know, my parents and adults in my life, you know, who are a lot more wise than I am right now and have experienced life. And you do get to a point where your kids, you know, really actually respect and understand that, you know. Of course, you know, when they're younger, they think, oh, my mom and dad aren't that smart. I know
right.
everything, you know. But my kids are at that point where they kind of recognize, especially when it comes to some, you know, the emotional intelligence side of things and kind of, you know, having a good ability to be self-reflective and take the time to make decisions and, you know, be careful in how we conduct ourselves and, you know, what it means to be respectful and diligent and all those important attributes. They kind of start to really develop and magnify those as they get older. And so watching them navigate the challenges that kind of put pressure on those character points, you know, and see how they survive it and get through it. It's really great that they can still have us as parents to just like lean on a little bit and say, you know what, you're doing great. It'll all be okay. I know it's tough right now, but you'll get through it.
You will you get know? Through it.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, Paul. I still love to call my parents and talk to them about things and get that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were talking about all of that, it kind of hit me in my heart and made me feel a little bit sad for kids who don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we see situations where parents are like, you're 18, you're on your own,
right.
that's good. And mm-hmm. I'm always thinking, just because you're an adult
mm-hmm.
by the standards of society, your brain's not fully developed.
Right.
And that's where we need really that mentoring.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's like part of the reason why we created the Emerging Leaders Program at the Chamber was that, you know, our younger generation sometimes can feel a little bit lost and disjointed from the older generation. And so what can we do as adults to kind of help bridge that gap? And if anything, just extended invitation. Not every kid's going to want to accept that invitation, but the least that we can do as adults is extend the invitation to young people that to let them know that they're cared about and that they're loved and appreciated. And that, you know, it's always like that How to Hug a Porcupine,
uh-huh.
right? That book, you know, and that story that some kids are like that and they don't have the backgrounds where they've been in a really great household where they've kind of had that safety and security. But as adults, we're actually able to recognize that. And like the best gift that you can give someone, especially at Christmas time, is time.
Time.
You know, and so I always try to be careful about my time and make sure that I'm spending it in the right places. And so working with young people, fostering them, helping them to grow and develop, and let them know that they're loved and appreciated, it's like, that's the best thing you can do.
It is. And congrats on the Emerging Leaders Program as well as all the other great things
Thanks
that
so
the
much.
Chamber has been able to accomplish. It was so impressive to watch those young leaders standing up and speaking at the Chamber luncheon earlier this week. You could see that they are gaining that confidence, and that's going to help them drive forward to their goals,
yeah.
getting that at a young age.
It's probably one of the best things I've done this last year was get that program up and running.
More with Paul Baker after this break.